who's more important to the Dallas Stars' future, Jamie Benn or Tyler Seguin?
That's a tough one. I would say Ben, just because of the fact that he really is flexing his leadership muscles right now. I'm a big fan of intangibles. Tyler is an incredibly gifted skater, and I think he is going to be a guy who can challenge for the Art Ross at some point in time. But I think Jamie just does a lot of different things that help the team win. Honest and truly, they're probably, A and B, and they need them both. But I'd go with Jamie because of the captain thing.
Mike, the Stars are still in a playoff race. They're going to need a lot of help. They're going to need to win out. But you're with this team quite a bit. What's the mood like around the Stars? Are they fairly positive still?
Yeah, very positive. I'm surprised, to tell you the truth. Because the fans and the media probably gave up a couple weeks ago. But they just keep plugging along, it is what it is. All they can do is show up and play, and they're really embracing that philosophy of, we're going to go in there, we're going to try as hard as we can, and we're going to try and get the 2 points, and it really has worked. The other interesting thing is I think that, as a team, they are playing a lot better. The return of Patrick Nemeth has been huge. Big, strong, physical defensemen that they've been missing. They were undersized all year on the blue line. So Nemeth coming back, they are 9-2 since he came back from the arm laceration. So that's been a huge key.
Mike Hajka from the Dallas Morning News joins us. Oilers in town to take on the Stars tonight. It looks like Kari Lehtinen's going to get the nod between the pipes for Dallas. Mike, has he been one of the MVPs for the Stars this season? He's put up some pretty decent numbers.
He was the LVP up until about 2 months ago or a month and a half ago. Everybody was blaming him, including the coaching staff, for poor goaltending. And that poor goaltending was putting too much burden on the young group of defensemen. And his goals against average, his save percentage are low. Dallas as a team, their backs have been terrible. Dallas as a team is 29th in save percentage above only Edmonton. So goaltending has actually been a huge problem this year. And then you look down, he's got 33 wins, and you'd think he was just having the greatest year of his life. He's been really good lately, but he battled in the middle of the season. They've been trying to find an answer, and they're hoping that this is it. But I still think that, there's a thought process that, some of the fans and the media and maybe even management that, when they get to be a good team, it might be somebody other than Kari Lehtinen in goal when they get to that point.
Mike, I want to ask you about two former Edmonton Oilers, Alex Hemsky and Sean Horkoff. How have their respective seasons been for the Stars?
Horkoff's been great. I just love him. I mean, he's just a great competitor. He's a guy who digs in. I really thought he was going to get traded at the deadline, but I think his $5 million cap hit really handcuffed some teams, even after the trade deadline. That's a pretty big cap hit to lay on a team that's going to be a contender that's probably within $1 million of the cap, by the trade deadline. So that was a tough thing. But he's been great, and he's gotten this new role of late, playing with the two rookies, Curtis McKenzie and Brett Ritchie, and all three of those guys have been fantastic. They would be a line to watch tonight. Hemsky, he's Hemsky. I'm not a big fan of his game just because he doesn't battle. He's a skilled guy who can create, some amazing passes, but it's stick battle after board battle after, can't get back to back check, and that's been frustrating. His numbers are okay, but this is the second leading scoring team in the NHL, and you would think a guy who's making $4 million and playing on the wing with either Jason Spezza or somebody like that would have better numbers than he does.
Mike, how impressed have you been with the young defenseman John Klingberg this season?
He's fantastic. And what the people don't really see, and we try to as media bring it to them, is he is just an incredibly smart kid. And if you talk to him about the game, you'll just be impressed with how smart he is, how mature he is, how he sees things. We had Sergei Zubov here, and there was a language barrier, of course, but, he just didn't share how he went through the day and how, he looked at things. Klingberg does. And Klingberg will tell you, I don't make plays like other people make plays, and so I have to make sure that my teammates are aware that I might do something completely different. And so he goes and he talks to him in practice and says, hey, this is something I like to do at this point in the game. You need to be ready for it. He got just waylaid a couple games back, and Nemeth was playing with him. And I said, you know, they sit next to each other, and they're, you know, both rookies. And I said, hey, well, maybe the big guy needs to go take care of somebody. And Klingberg was hurt on the play, and he goes, what? So I'm hurt, and he's in the box? He goes, that's not a good strategy. And you're just like, this is from a 22-year-old kid. He's telling me that, you know, no, we don't. I don't want Nemeth, you know, getting in a fight, you know, just because I got hit. He goes, I need to be smarter. I need to try and not get hit. And so he's been wonderful, and I think he's only going to get better.
Mike Hajka from the Dallas Morning News. The Stars are in town to take on the Oilers tonight. And Mike, we kind of started the segment by talking about how, like, this matchup in the springtime used to get Oilers fans all fired up. Of course, we all know about the playoff rivalries. But, you know, this rivalry isn't quite what it used to be about 10 years ago, isn't it?
No, and it's funny because, you know, I've made a lot of friends up there because we were up there so much. And we all talk about it used to be so great.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. One of my all-time favorite experiences was being up there on an off night because you could, you know, you could get to the watering hole at 5 o'clock and sit there and watch hockey all night long. And you were around hockey people and, you know, but, you know, coming from Dallas, it was really neat. And I miss it. And, you know, with the whole divisional alignment the way it is now, we're probably never going to see that again. But it would be fun if you know, both these teams could kind of get, you know, back on that ride again and you know, get their kids playing well and maybe, you know, create some big playoff rounds coming up in the future.
Well, absolutely, Mike. I know a lot of Oilers fans are also hoping for that in the future. Mike, I appreciate you joining us today. Oilers taking on the Stars tonight from Rexall Place. You can follow Mike on Twitter @MikeHajka. Mike, we appreciate your time and enjoy the game tonight.
No problem. Thanks very much.